Many of you have been here most of the day or all day. We have participated in a solemn reading of the names to remind ourselves and to remind our fellow citizens that these are not just statistics, but these are people, American people, Iraqi people, who have died in this war. There is a time to talk policy. There's a time to talk different and constructive ways of dealing with terrorism and dealing with war and violence and overcoming injustice. But there's also simply a time to mourn. And our various faith traditions give us both texts of mourning, ways of mourning, and also when and only when we have genuinely grieved, our various faith traditions give us a hope that the ultimate power from whence this world and all of us come, the ultimate reality which is our final and best destiny, is a reality not of hate and violence, but of love, not of conflict and destruction, but of being together in harmony. But before we can, with any integrity, arrive at that position of hope, we need to genuinely grieve. And so we invite you to be with us just for these very brief moments in a liturgy of mourning, believing that there is a holy power in our genuine grief. We begin with music. We will hear various texts from the Hebrew scriptures, from the Buddhist tradition, from the Christian New Testament. We will, after each reading, have a moment of silence. And if you're so moved, you may sigh or you may make a sound of grieving if it is genuine and if it comes from you. So we begin with the music.
Oh, we got all of it. Psalm 137, the Hebrew Scriptures. The people mourn their destroyed home. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung our harps. For there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set you above my highest joy.
I'm here to represent the Buddhist tradition. One of my favorite quotes is this one. One day's human life is more valuable than all the treasures of the galactic universe. Again, one day's human life is more valuable than all the treasures of the galactic universe. I once asked a person who was from Japan about Hiroshima and how they dealt with their grief and what that was all about for them. And this gentleman told me that what was really important was not the government, but was really the strength of the people. The strength of people to stand up for courage and dignity and peace. That is what was needed. The final point is, from a Buddhist standpoint, there's a concept called eshofuni, which means the inseparability of person and environment. And it means that when we change, each one of us, our own greed, our own anger, and our stupidity, then the world around us will change, because whatever we see in the world is but a reflection of what is inside each one of us. That is the work, the human revolution.
Second Samuel from the Hebrew Scriptures. A king mourns his faithless son. The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom. Would I had died instead of you, oh, Absalom, my son, my son." Oh.
Tonight, in modern Babylon, people are mourning their destroyed city. Tonight, in Los Angeles and cities around this country, because money has gone for bombs and bullets rather than schools and daycare, people are mourning the ruin of our cities. And tonight, somewhere in Iraq, somewhere in Alabama, somewhere in California, somewhere in Rhode Island, somewhere in Kentucky, somewhere in New Mexico, some mother, some father is saying, "Oh, my son, my son. Oh, my daughter, would that I had died rather than you."
Matthew 23 from the Christian Scriptures. Jesus mourns his own violent city. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. so your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'"
Every Jewish worship service includes a remembrance of our ancestors, of those who have gone before, of those who have died in the last year, and those who have died in this season in years past. And together we recite the Mourner's Kaddish, which at no moment mentions death or dying, but merely extols the worthiness of the Eternal and praises God for the blessing of life. And those of you who know this blessing as I do, I invite you to say it along with me as you're standing there. Yitkadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba v'yalma divra kirute v'yamlik malkute v'chaye hon v'yome hon uvkaye dekol beit Yisrael ba'agolal v'zman kariv Bimru, Amen. Yehe Shemei Rabba Mevorak, Elam Ome Omaya. Yit Barak Vishtabak, Viet Pa'ar, Viet Roman, Viet Nase. Viet Hadar, Viet Hale, Viet Halal, Shemei Dukudasha, Brihu. The Elom Min Kol Birchata Vishirata, Tushpatha Nekimata, Namiran Bialma, Bimru, Amen. Yehe Shalom Rabba Min Shemaya Bekayim Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael Bimru Amen. Oseh Shalom Bimramav Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael Bimru Amen. May the source of peace, who sends peace to all who mourn, comfort those who are bereaved among us, and let us say Amen. Thank you.